This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is BFM 89.9. We're running a poll on Twitter right now at BFM Radio asking listeners whether they think the current government is steering the country in the right direction. Just four choices: yes, somewhat, no, not sure. And right now, 7 out of 10 listeners are saying, are replying in the negative. And that poll is actually related to what we're going to be talking about now, which is the latest Merdeka Center survey, which saw most respondents approving of Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin's performance with a 69% approval rate. The survey also suggested that Perikatan Nasional was the best received political party or coalition, better than Wafakat Nasional or Barisan.
The majority of Malay respondents also said that they supported UMNO and past participation in PN. The survey conducted between July 15 and August 10 involved close to 3,400 respondents who were selected through random sampling and throughout the country to reflect Malaysia's electorate.
So to get deeper into the findings, who better than to speak to Ibrahim Sofian, the program director of the survey, owner itself, Merdeka Center. Ben, thank you for talking to us. What were the highlights of your findings, especially regarding Tan Sri Muhyiddin's popularity and the people's perception towards the economy, leadership and current issues?
Thanks for having me on, guys. I mean, when I look at the survey and what we found, there are a couple of things that are very interesting. Number one is that there is a big dichotomy emerging, particularly along ethnic and social class lines within the Malaysian public in terms of how they assess government and the politics of the country right now. If we look at the survey more closely, the B40, the lower end of the M40, are very much in favor of the current government. And in part, I think it is reflective of how the government has handled the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdown. People like the fact that the government had dispensed with financial aid. And also, I think they had not really expressed this, but when we read through and also speak to people, a lot of respondents, particularly Bumiputera respondents, like the fact that Muhyiddin Yassin has been able to pull together Malay political parties that have been in conflict for many, many decades. So it is, a very telling reflection of how diverse the political opinions are in our country.
And Ben, what was the turning point for the support from PH to PN? Was there anything in your survey that suggests this?
Yes. I mean, certainly, people care to look at the survey a bit more closely. They can see that there's a number of things. You know, the public mood or sentiment towards how things were playing out within the country. And this is reflected in the question whether people feel the country was headed in the right or wrong direction. You can see that, right after the 2018 election, there is this sense of elation or euphoria where people felt that the bad days are over, new guys are in town and they are going to clean things up. But I think that expectation quickly evaporated and turned to the negative, in part because I think perhaps PH was inexperienced. And I think more likely friction started to emerge in the sense where the competition, the opposition at that time, started to consolidate and started to work together to stymie PH's advance. So the reform agenda basically faltered, and then the economy as well as other concerns, particularly ethnic relations, came back to affect PH. So much so that by the early part of this year, majority of nations felt that the country was headed in the wrong direction. So now, with the shift to a new administration, some segment of the population, Bumiputera and Malays particularly, feel that this is an opportunity to reset.
Yeah, but how much of Tan Sri Muhyiddin's popularity might be due to his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and not necessarily due to handling of other issues, more general issues?
Yeah, I mean, if we look at what really is of concern to the public right now, it is about the economy and the fallout from the pandemic. And I think, this is going to be a fairly challenging economic situation that is emerging, despite the early signs of improvements in the market and the overall economy. So Muhyiddin Yassin went into the picture as, someone that's part of the system and, has been helped by a very competent, health ministry bureaucracy that has given confidence to the public that, the government is handling COVID-19 very well. Likewise, the strong handling and the daily briefings, give a sense to the public that the government was really on top of things. So this, among other things, really helped to generate the perception that he is, really thoroughly managing the issues, And at the same time, because of the lockdown and the ensuing pandemic issues, political temperature dropped. So a lot of the infighting and the normal political debate, you know, quietened down for at least a couple of months in the wake of the fall of the PH administration. And this allowed somewhat for Tan Sri Muhyiddin to consolidate and bring the impression that he is a pair of steady hands, he is concerned about the rakyat, and he's also uniting the Malays. As we look closely in the survey, you know, the approval rating among Malays is above 90%, so it is exceptionally high.
So, Ben, if snap elections were to be called this year, does your survey suggest that actually PN will win and with a higher majority?
Yeah, I mean, the approval ratings and so on seem to indicate a public that is in favour, or the majority population, Malays especially, in favour of the PN administration. But I think when we approach electoral politics, then other things get in the way. And I think this is where the intentions, or rather the motivations of the different political parties' leadership comes into play. What the survey seems to suggest, if all of these leaders and political parties that are part of the Perikatan or the current ruling partnership is able to work together and present a united front, then it is very likely that they will get support from voters, especially Malay and Bumiputra voters, far outstripping the component parties' individual support. That is to say, Malay voters out there are likely to vote in the vast overwhelming majority in favour of the ruling coalition. I'm saying ruling coalition because we're not really sure who's in or who's out, you know. Like one day, you know, UMNO is in, then now they say they're not part of Perikatan, but they're supporting the government, likewise MIT. So if these guys are able to stick together, then collectively they will ought to be able to do quite well, you know, if elections are held soon. But the longer elections are delayed, I think other parts of the dynamics come into the picture, particularly the economic picture. And that, I think, is going to present an ever-increasingly challenging scenario for the incumbent ruling coalition. But I'm talking in terms of many, many months or maybe a year or two rather than within the next 3 to 4 months.
All right, Ben, thank you ever so much for your time. Very astute and insightful as always. That was Ibrahim Sufian, Program Director at the Merdeka Centre, talking about their survey of 3,500 Malaysians about how they felt towards the country and the leadership and the direction the country is going. And showing very interesting points of view in terms of how the majority electorate are viewing the current PN government. If in fact they do stay in unison in going to snap polls, they might just, you know, consolidate and formalise their government.
Yeah, but we do know one thing about polls. They're not always going to be accurate. You know, things can change.
They can and do change.
Yeah, they can change. After all, we just have to remind ourselves about Brexit and the last presidential election in 2016. So, you know, in the meantime, people's perceptions can change. And I think the one thing to really keep our eye on is the economy. How do people feel about these bread and butter issues? So maybe the current perception is a positive one towards the current government because, yes, you know, the government has put forward a lot of initiatives to help, especially the B40 and the lower part of M40, which is what Ben was saying. But, you know, going forward, if the economy comes to a grinding halt, then what happens? Do people still have that kind of sense of optimism?
Yeah, because we've got all the uncertainty of the end of the loan moratorium period coming up. And who knows, if the snap polls are indeed called by the end of the year, we might just coincide with the US presidential elections. Okay, 7:55 in the morning. Don't go away because up next, we've got a song called The House is Rockin', brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.